the unbeatable high. Adrenaline shoots your nerves to the sky. Everyone knows this town is gonna blow.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 104. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the official podcast. Don't listen to those other ones, the unofficial ones saying they're the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is the only one that's real. It's the real deal here. Yeah, official podcast of gruntfreepress.com. That's a website on the interwebs. Check that out. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address for all your podcasting concerns. This is the only podcast you listen to, obviously. Why do you listen to anybody else? I don't know. That's just a waste of time to listen to that bullshit. And we're back to normal this week. Again, I'd always say normal, and it's not whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean. But yeah, last week wasn't too bad, was it? I mean, it was a little bit. Again, I was fucking like, yeah, I was whispering like a fag, but wasn't too bad. When I went back and listened to it, I'm like, yeah, this doesn't sound horrible, as bad as I thought it would. So probably wasn't awful for you guys, anyway. For me, having to deal with that bullshit, I mean, that was a nightmare. having to deal with fucking extra people constantly fucking around for like 4 days. Not very fun. Yeah, I mean, at one point, I think there were four extra females in the house. So it was like, you know, five fucking women over here. Yeah, and if you ever tried to fucking take a leak in the morning with fucking, you know, five females in the house and two bathrooms. Yeah. Just, you get used to, like, get used to fucking pissing outside in the bushes. Fucking first thing in the morning. Fucking, yeah, you get to feel the nice dew on your fucking bare feet as you find a nice spot to fucking take a leak. And, you know, and get used to the fucking, you know, drama and fucking bullshit that's inevitably gonna happen with fucking a bunch of women in those. Yeah, cause fucking Christ, I won't get into that bullshit. But yeah, so yeah, games. If you want to talk about games, you'd fucking kind of skip that too. Last week, fucking Deadly Premonition, I didn't get that to work, get that fucking up and running. And it sucks. It's fucking, I'm just kidding. It's not a bad game. Pretty good game, actually. though it is very fucking weird. Really weird fucking game. Deadly Premonition. It is really, I mean, again, I played it fucking back when it first came out and on Xbox 360. I think it was like seven or 8 years ago or something like that. Yeah, it just seems really different playing it again. You know, I remember like playing it when it was new, when it was like brand new. I thought it was going to be just from, like, you know, screenshots and what people were, you know, just this the talk about the game. It wasn't that much. I mean, it was a little bit like fucking, honestly, it was one of those games that was fucking delayed like a million times. But yeah, you know, they put out like screenshots and I'd check out this new survival horror game. It looked pretty standard, just straight up fucking, you know, Silent Hill or Resident Evil type of thing, that, you know, that type of deal. And you know, obviously now, if you, again, if you fucking know about fucking Deadly Premonition, it's not. I mean, but it fucking, first playing it, you know, it took me a while to catch on to that, because it's fucking, you know, it was really fucking slow burn going on before things like kick into high gear there. And it gets more, not even traditional, but it gets more like horror. But I mean, it fucking pretty, game almost starts off like pure comedy, then it goes into fucking like horror. Now, again, playing it the second time, even when I'm going into the game, knowing that it's this weird ass fucking thing, it's pretty clear. Again, at the beginning, at first, it's just fucking, this is just straight up like trying to be fucking like a comedy. Like, there's no, like, it's just fucking ridiculous fucking humor, and just, it's really fucking funny too. I mean, it's a funny comedy game at first. Absurdist fucking comedy, like, whatever, you know. you know, all the dialogue and the fucking the characters you meet and all that. You know, it's like 98% fucking comedy, which makes when you start going into, you know, the horror element, like the fucking, you're going, you know, you're an FBI agent, and once you start going to like the murder investigate, you know, you're fucking trying to figure out what happened to some fucking like dead girls, and, you know, you're talking about these fucking women being fucking gutted and raped and shit, you know, it's just like fucking, again, it's that shit, that switch between like just pure fucking goofy, ridiculous, fucking over the top comedy to fucking just like, whoa, hold on there, chief. I mean, you know, what the fuck just happened here? Like somebody's fucking hanging from a fucking tree, like, you know what I mean? Fucking half naked, like gutted and shit. And this kid's just fucking like, something like the dialogue is just like, you know, goofy, you know, fucking goofy jokes and shit, and just like goofy music, then just like switches on a dime and just fucking like out of nowhere these fucking graphic descriptions of fucking, you know, fucking gore and fucking like, you know, sex and like rape and shit, and just and that actually kind of makes it more effective, you know what I mean? It's and fucking to and then like, you know, towards the end it wraps up fucking like dark and like more serious. It's still fucking like weird, but it just gets fucking like darker, I think, as the game goes on. And the story, again, the story ends up being like fucking like decent and weird, you know, dark, weird, like dark and like just a fucking like very strange fucking, I don't know, David Lynch. I mean, obviously his fucking Twin Peaks inspired game, but it's very just fucking, just it's weird, fucking dark, like Eraserhead fucking Twin Peaks fucking type of shit. But yeah, I mean, you start off, you know, the game, you're driving around this open world, doing side quests and shit, and you're trying to fucking deal with it's got to be one of the worst maps in the fucking history of gaming. I mean, just to open it up to get to the map, you gotta open up a menu and then fucking like scroll over a couple slots to fucking hit the map, you know, map icon, and then fucking. And just go, once it goes like full screen, you're looking at it. It doesn't fucking like zoom out nearly enough. I mean, so it's almost fucking like useless. It just starts focused on you in the center. You just, you know, a green like triangle or whatever, and it's just fucking like it's just like right on you, and then fucking like yeah, I mean, you fucking, yeah, you zoom out all the fucking way, you're scrolling around, you're looking for something to do, I mean, there's icons and shit everywhere. And it's fucking like, alright, so, I mean, just fucking, it's just like a big, open, you know, it's just fucking this giant map, but it's fucking just like so zoomed in, it's just like, I mean, you're just losing, it's like, alright, we're following roads and shit to try to figure out where they go, and it's just fucking, it takes forever, and then fucking by the time you find, like, you know, something to do. You can't even, like, put down, like, markers or anything like that. It's just, okay, so I found where I want to go, and then it's like, okay, well, where's my character? Like, where is he? He's fucking way off the fucking screen, you know what I mean? So it's not even helpful in that way, you know? It's not fucking like, oh, I just got to go, like, you know, west a little bit and then fucking, like, north or anything. It's just like, dude, it's ridiculous. And it fucking, like, rotates, too, so it's even hard to keep in mind, like, north and south and shit. I mean, there's a little fucking, like, north icon, but it's like, you know, if you're fucking trying to go one way, and then fucking as soon as you open up the map again, it's fucking, you know, the thing rotated whatever way you turned your characters. It's all fucked up. It's really bad. Really confusing. Everything about the map sucks, pretty much. It's just to the point where it's fucking just like, I don't know. I mean, fucking, you just almost have to memorize the fucking town and shit, or, you know, best case scenario, I guess. I mean, I kind of, you know, you kind of start to figure it out. There's two, like, main, like, hubs, like, really concentrated of, like, the downtown area type of deal. There's two, like, hubs kind of, separated by a bridge type of deal. And then there's a bunch of shit just kind of, like, off, you know, off to the fucking, you know, fucking take like a, pretty much like a highway, I guess, fucking out of the way, and then like, it's fucking really confusing. It really is. Or you just go by like street names. So it's like fucking like, all right, I got to go down like whatever King Street, then take a right onto fucking like whatever Maple Ave, like that type of deal, and just fucking. Because, yeah, it's just hard. Just thinking, like, fucking, oh, I got to go north, and then it's fucking, it's shit's all blocked off. It's ridiculous. That part of the game, like, the map, it is fucking legitimately fucking frustrating and bad. I mean, again, kind of the point of Deadly Premonition, it's like fucking, like, it toes the line between, like, a bad and a good game to the point where it's fucking, like that fun kind of fucking thing of just... so bad it's good, or, you know what I mean, or is it like genuinely good and just fucking like some of the shit's kind of purposefully weird, like, you know, it's fucking like, you know, not really sure. But as I'm playing this, you know, again, I'm playing on fucking like PC, and I went through all that bullshit to get it working, and I'm just fucking like, yeah, well, how come nobody fucking like modded or whatever the fuck put in like something to give you a fucking better map, you know? One of those games, you know, you're almost fucking better off, like, I don't know, strategy guide, or, you know, something open, you know, Wikipedia open, and fucking like, all right, here's where everything is type of deal, because it's fucking just, man, trying to do it in the game fucking sucks, you know? But there's so much cool shit in the game that I, as I'm playing this time, this is only my second time through again, I think I don't know how much I fucking talked about on here, but fucking, yeah, this is fucking one of those games I fucking seem to talk about, kind of comes up a lot. But I've only played it once. I mean, the fucking, again, when it originally came out, but it didn't leave that much of an impact on me type of deal, where it's fucking like, you know, I remember a lot of it, but, or I think I remembered like most of it, but it's been so long at this point, I did forget about a lot of shit. Yeah, it's just a lot of, like, how the open world stuff that fucking, you know, at this point, I think a lot of other fucking modern games they're still catching up to, you know, like fucking just all the fucking major NPCs in the game, like everybody in the game is fucking like representing the town. It's not just fucking like, oh, a random person you see in a cutscene or whatever. Everybody's just fucking like walking around doing their own thing. They're all on a schedule, you know, they work certain times of the day. You can see them, you know, you can see them on the map, even like they have like little icons. You'll see them like driving to and from work and like doing their own thing. And, you can see them in the fucking, you see them drive by, you know, they all have their own car, their own fucking license plates. They're just fucking like doing their own thing. They all have their own houses in the town. It's just fucking like, you know, there's little things like fucking, it's tied into the story, but, you know, whenever it rains, everybody just goes inside their houses and they won't come out. And yeah, it's just it's like something that fucking, you know, again, it's fucking not a lot of, you know, even like open world, you know, bigger open world games don't really do that. You know, it's not fucking, everybody's like, you only fucking interact with these people in cutscenes or like whatever, or certain areas that show up and they disappear when they're supposed to. It's fucking like, nope, they're all just doing their own thing. During the certain times of day, it's almost like, you know, Elder Scrolls is kind of known for that type of thing. I never really know, you know, even, I hear that, but I mean, fucking, like, Elder Scrolls is very just fucking, like, oh, I'm doing a quest, and blah, 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 and people, you know, oh, the shop might be open a certain time of day, so you fucking, like, rest or whatever, but, yeah, and here it's just fucking very, just fucking, I don't know, it seems pretty impressive for a shitty, you know, fucking shitty budget survival horror game that seems like fucking, you know, again, it seems like fucking pretty shoestring fucking budget and shit, but it's like, wow, really, there's certain things that are so, like, detailed, like, meticulously detailed, like, shit like that, it's pretty impressive. Yeah, then you get, you know, other little things, like, I totally forgot, like, you have these meters you have to deal with. It doesn't come into play too often. It's just every now and then you got to fucking deal with it. Just, you get like a hunger meter and a sleep meter, so you need to either, like, whatever, you know, your sleep meter goes down, and it's, you know, you've been awake for too long without sleeping, and it's fucking like, all right, you gotta drink coffee, or you gotta fucking, go to sleep, you know, fucking, like, soon, or if it, you know, hits the bottom, your guy just fucking, like, passes out on the spot, like, that type of thing. Or, again, the same thing with the, you know, the hunger meter is going down. It's fucking like, oh, I gotta go fucking, you know, eat something. And, you know, you can carry like food and shit with you, or certain times of the day, there'll be like a diner open you go to. You can fucking, I mean, there's pretty much like fucking little dialogue thing, and just like a menu, and then fucking like you hit it and, you know, pick what you want, and fucking like that just fills up your meter depending on what you get, or yeah, I mean, or you can go to fucking the certain spots. You can, you're the FBI agent, and you fucking work with like the local like police or whatever. So it's fucking like a certain time of day, their cafeteria is open. You can go and fucking go and eat with them. You know, like the fucking the sheriff and the fucking deputies and shit. And they have, you know, they'll fucking like sit down and have like conversations and shit. They, you know, if you didn't do that, if you didn't go fucking there and eat with them, like you completely missed that. Other things, like, you know, if you don't change your clothes often enough, like every day or two, like, like the agent starts to fucking, like, you know, your character, like, starts to stink, and you get fucking flies buzzing around you and that type of shit. And fucking, it's just like, you know, you have, like, different clothes you can wear to change into, and then it's fucking like, oh, if you put them away dirty, though, it's fucking like, you know, they'll stay dirty until you fucking get them cleaned. And like, yeah, just like a little menu, just again, something stupid. It's just fucking like certain things is fucking like real weird, just like how fucking detailed and why they put these fucking like systems in there. Yeah, and just fucking, you know, there's a bunch of places you can go and fucking like shave, and if you don't shave, your guy fucking grows a beard. And other things too. Again, it's fucking, you have that open world. There's certain spots you get to hit at certain times, and then you can, you know, if you want to pass time, you know, it's just certain events fucking only happen during specific times of the day, or, you know, again, you want to go into a shop or something and it's closed. You know, you get cigarettes in your inventory, and, yeah, you know, if you want to fucking pass time, you smoke a butt and just fucking transitions to fucking, you know, York in a fucking cutscene, he's fucking smoking, and then fucking there's a clock spinning, real fast, you know, and it's like, he's just like, all right, you just fucking hit B or whatever when it's fucking at the time you want to go when it stops. And yeah, fucking Metal Gear 5 fucking completely fucking ripped that off. You know, the fucking mechanic of him fucking sitting there with a cigar or a fucking vape pen or whatever. Fucking, yeah, it's fucking completely fucking like 100% from fucking Deadly Premonition. Although fucking Metal Gear is no Deadly Premonition, I'll say that. And Deadly Premonition is fucking weird. Yeah, and I've realized too, fucking kind of off topic here. I realized what a fucking hack reviewer I am. Like seriously, if I fucking wrote a review for fucking Get Even, I don't know, last week or the week before, whatever the fuck. And when I started that off, fucking the first sentence I wrote was fucking, Get Even is a weird game, and fucking I thought like, I was just like thinking like, ah, it's a pretty good way to start off a fucking review, you know, fucking strong opening statement, fucking descriptive and brief, and fucking good job, you know what I mean, like fucking good, cool. And then fucking I'm like, all right, I put that up, then I'm like that do scrolling through fucking other shit and fucking other reviews I did. And I saw the one I did for fucking, like, Steep, like, however long ago, and fucking just, like, the opening sentence to fucking Steep was fucking, Steep is a weird game, and just fucking, I'm just, like, looking at those two, and I'm just like, fuck, what a piece of shit I am, what a fucking hack, but, oh well, whatever. Everybody else seems to be fucking, like, hacks anyway, so, yeah, I never fucking feel bad about writing just, like, complete garbage, just fucking, like, whatever, man, everybody else is doing the same shit, too, so. Yeah, take fucking Deadly Premonition, for instance, if you want to take that as far as fucking reviews go, while we're on the topic, kind of. Yeah, just, yeah, when the fucking game first came out, I mean, it was fucking, pretty sure it was a budget price game on 360, like, it wasn't a fucking, like, $60 fucking full retail game or anything. Well, again, it was one of those deals where fucking pretty sure it got fucking, like, announced, like, pretty early into the fucking 360 fucking life cycle or whatever, like, before, maybe even before the 360 came out, was fucking just like, oh yeah, this game, fucking Deadly Premonition, is coming to the 360, like, whatever. Then it fucking finally came out, like, fucking, like, way later than it was supposed to, but, yeah, I want to say it was, like, dude, I want to say it was $20, maybe 30, fucking, like brand new, so, in that price, right? not more than, like, 40, like, that type of deal. I'm pretty sure it was 20, though. Yeah, and there, you know, again, it just kind of, like, came out again. I think there was a little bit of hype when it was first supposed to come out, and then it's one of those deals just kind of fucking, like, died down. You didn't hear much about it, and then, yeah, once it came out, you know, not many people gave a shit about it. It was just kind of, you know, some of the hardcore survival fucking horror people was looking for another one of those games, like me. I mean, we're kind of like, hey, look, another one of those, I can play it, like, whatever, you know, that type of deal. Just fucking like, I'll check it out, see what's going on. Yeah, then the fucking early reviews for fucking Deadly Premonition come out, and fucking almost like universally, like fucking, like, you know, every fucking review for the game was pretty much getting fucking, like, trashed, you know what I mean? Just fucking, it's getting, like, fours and fives, and just fucking, like, if people brought it up, like, when it came out, it was just kind of like in a joking sense, you know, or just fucking, like, how bad it was, like that type of deal. Kind of just, again, universally fucking shit on, more or less, by the professional reviewers. And then there's only one that was fucking, like, kind of stood out a lot. It was fucking, you know, from the other ones, it was, Jim Serling or Jim Sterling, whoever the fuck, whatever that guy's name is, big fat guy, and just, you know, he wrote this fucking, I'm pretty sure it's just a fucking, like, sarcastic review, you know, where he's fucking, you know, he gives the game a fucking, like, 10, you know, and he, you know, fucking, oh, it's fucking, it's just long, you know, yeah, just, I'm 99% sure it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a fucking, serious fucking review. It was just kind of what I do. So, like my review for fucking, like, Badass Babes, like, it's fucking just like, alright, you know what I mean? It's fucking like the general sentiments there, but then it's fucking just like a bunch of, like, garbage of just fucking, you know, taking the piss out of people and just fucking journalists fucking whatever speak, you know, garbage, salad, fucking salad words and shit, word salad kind of deal. Yeah, so he gives it a 10, and it's fucking just like, you know, well, a perfect game. And I thought that was fairly funny at the time, you know, as I was playing it, it's fucking, yeah, I genuinely fucking, like, loved the game. Early on, I thought it was fucking really good, you know. And, again, his review, fucking Jim Sterling, we'll call him, Sterling Silver, it's Sterling, I have fucking no idea, but it's fucking, yeah, like his review was, you know, again, it was kind of like that poking fun at, like, professional reviewers who fucking, like, take themselves too seriously and shit. Yeah, it's fucking like, yeah, I'm on board with this, like, whatever. It wasn't until later that I fucking kind of realized who fucking Jim Serling fucking was, or, you know, who he is. You know, he's just like a fat cunt, you know, a fucking fat fucking faggot with a fatter ego. The guy looks like my fucking dying aunt. He's kind of, yeah, again, he's kind of like an SJW fucking piece of trash. Or whatever, I'm not even sure if that's it. It was fucking, like, a lot of shit about him. The more I fucking looked into who the guy was, I'm like, this guy fucking sucks. Like, he's just fucking, like, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, regardless, you know, what that came down to was, Deadly Premonition holds the Guinness World Record for the most polarizing survival horror game in history, review-wise. You know, fucking Sony, like, again, perfect 10, you know, perfect 10, and then, like, whatever, might have been, like, one or two, like, whatever, up in the eights and nines and shit, and then, like, a lot, like, fucking, again, like, twos and threes and fours and shit. So, yeah, getting the Guinness Book of World Records for that. True story. Hey, you can look that up. That's not something, it's not a made-up fact. So anyway, so the game, you know, I fucking start playing the game, and it's fucking, Originally on fucking 360, you know, I started it fucking, I think again, from fucking most of the reviews and shit, and just fucking, I was like, ah, this is trash, like whatever, and just fucking, but again, it's a fucking survival horror game, it's like, well, yeah, at the very least, you know, I'm playing it fucking, like, ironically, like, you know, it's, whatever, I paid like 20 bucks for it, whatever, it can be this fucking joke game. And then, yeah, as I'm playing it, you know, I end up fucking, like, loving it, and, you know, for reasons I'll get into later, like, whatever. And yeah, I was just thinking like fucking like that, you know, that's weird, you know, I must have fucking weird tastes or whatever, obviously I do, but you know, because fucking, I'm like fucking, after I finished it, I'm like, dude, this game's a fucking classic as far as I'm concerned, you know what I mean? But fucking, it's like, why are these reviews like so bad, bashing it for the fucking most part, you know? And then, you know, again, after, by the time I finished it, like, whatever, fucking weeks later or whatever the fuck, you know, the weeks and the months after the game was out, and you started to hear, like, more and more, like, people coming out of the fucking woodwork, you know, like, fucking just, people, like, gamers and shit, just saying, like, no, dude, like, you know what I mean, no, this game's fucking genuinely fucking, like, great, like, you know, not in, like, an ironic way, like, it's actually, like, a really good way, and fucking, you know, then it kind of does get like a cult following, and it's just a real fucking cult following of just fucking like a lot of people like hardcore, like really like this fucking game. And, I mean it in that way, not like when people say, oh, it's like, oh, this game's like a cult classic, and, but fucking like cult classic meaning like fucking, the game got like nines and tens and shit, and like fucking whatever. It was really popular back then, and then fucking like somebody brings it up like 5 years later, like fucking like, oh yeah, like, you know what I mean? Oh, it's a cult hit. It's like, no, it's just, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, they fucking slapped that label on that shit. It seems to be like, a reboot's coming out in a year, and like fucking, oh, it's this cult classic, like fucking Mario Brothers. You know what I mean? Like fucking, like whatever. But, yeah, it's like genuinely like a real one. If, yeah, people fucking, small percentage, well, I don't know what the percent, like, not that many people played it, and the people who did fucking play it, for the most part, as far as I can tell, like, really fucking liked it. I'm just fucking like, no, you guys are fucking wrong. They reviewed the shit. It's a fucking, like, genuinely fucking good game. You know, I've said before, a lot of games that fucking label, you know, they get labeled as fucking like cult hits. I mean, they usually, you know, you get that end of the spectrum where it's just like, it's a shitty game. You know, it's like a shitty game that you can fucking understand, like, fucking why nobody liked it. But, or it's the opposite again. It's fucking just like, oh, it's fucking critically acclaimed, and then fucking like, oh, just 5 years later, oh, it was a cult hit. And it's like, no, not really. But yeah, but fucking, yeah, there's just something about fucking like Deadly Premonition that, again, when I describe like fucking, oh, well, why I like the game so much, it kind of makes me sound like a fucking like hypocrite. Is usually shit that I fucking like bash other games for, like type of deal, but whatever, I don't really care, because it's fucking, it is fucking like true, like, you know what I mean, like why I fucking like it. Like, you know, you get fucking people who fucking blow Kojima, that type of deal, who I think is a fucking, I don't know, I think that guy's a fucking like complete hack. But then, you know, the guy who made this fucking game, Deadly Premonition, Sweary, I believe, as I Sweary, Sweary. Yeah, he's kind of like a fucking non-shitty Kojima, you know. Yeah, he's got a bunch of, there's a bunch of long ass cutscenes in Deadly Premonition, but the thing is that they're good. You know what I mean? It's like they're legitimately good fucking like cutscenes, and they're fucking funny, and they're fucking horrific, you know, gory and shit, and just fucking, and fucking tense and brutal, and yeah, I mean, all the character, like every single character in the game is fucking like memorable and great and shit, and it's yeah, no, not because they're like fucking like super like, you know. Well, I mean, they are fucking, again, I mean, I describe this, it makes me sound like a fucking, like, hypocrite, but, yeah, I played enough fucking Kojima games that I fucking heard a lot of people say, like, this type of thing, and then, like, I play them, like, what are you guys talking about? This is fucking just anime trash, you know what I mean? Then I'm fucking, as a playing like Deadly Premonition, it's like a lot of the shit people talk about Kojima. It's like, no, I can say the same thing here, but I mean, to me anyway, it's fucking like, it fits, but you know what I mean? It like really fits here. Not that I'm blowing, I'm not that I'm fucking like a hardcore fucking sweary fan. I mean, you know, it's like fucking this and like D4, I think the only games I played that he's done. I don't know what else he's done, but it's fucking like, I don't know, it was Deadly, in this case, Deadly Premonition anyway, is fucking, it's fitting, you know. It's, you know, again, it's fucking, it's not like pretentious bullshit that's fucking, you know, up its own ass, or it feels like, you know, again, like Kojima, feels like a fucking frustrated filmmaker that made it, you know, made the game. He wanted to make fucking movies. It's fucking like, oh, I'm stuck making games, but I'll make him as much like a movie as possible, like that type of deal. But, yeah, I mean, fucking with this shit, fucking sweary's fucking just like whole hog, you know what I mean? Like fucking just like unabashed about, like, the guy obviously fucking loves movies, you know what I mean? It's fucking ton of fucking influence in there from a bunch of different movies and shit, and just, but it's just like up front, I'm just fucking like, oh no, I love all this shit, and like, you know, obviously, again, the fucking Twin Peaks and shit, obviously, 100%, you know what I mean? The whole, like, tone of it's fucking like Twin Peaks and shit, but it's like, again, it's just like, so it's just like on the surface type of deal. It's fucking like, no, if, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, like you're driving around in the game in the open world and shit, just, you know, driving place to place, trying to figure where you're going with that shitty map. You know, the main character there, York, he's fucking, he's talking to himself about fucking like Jaws and like Star Trek and like Gremlins and the Goonies and shit, and talking about like deep cuts of fucking movies that I've never fucking seen and shit. And, you know, he's talking about, like, you know, punk music, you know, the fucking Sex Pistols, the fucking Buzzcocks, the Ramones, and that type of shit. And again, it's just like none of it feels like forced or like badly fucking translated rubbish, you know, badly translated fucking Japanese to English. Of just fucking like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like corny in that way. Like, again, I don't know much about fucking Sweary as a person, or again, I've only played like this and T4 or whatever, but so I don't know too much of him about him as a fucking like game maker either. But the shit that has popped up that I've read about him, he seems like he's just like a fucking like weirdo, you know what I mean? But he's my kind of weirdo, like. You know, I know he's fucking like Asian, but I'm not sure if he's fucking like, you know, he grew up in fucking America or fucking Japan or whatever. I have fucking no clue, because again, just from this game, it doesn't come off as like, oh, this is clearly a fucking query. Is, you know, it's not like fucking like, this is fucking clearly a fucking Japanese person, you know, mimicking fucking American movies and shit, American culture, and he has like no clue what he's doing besides just like, you know, the visual aspect of it, and just, you know what I mean, like fucking, it's just like, no, it seems like it's like genuine, like really, you know, again, it's not fucking Kojima bullshit. It just seems like fucking like genuine fucking love from fucking somebody who fucking, you know, again, he obviously loves movies and shit and fucking like, you know, TV shows and music and American, all that, you know, Western shit. But again, if he's fucking like Japanese or whatever, like he just seems to like get it type of deal. And it's fucking, again, with Kojima, it's like they give him this fucking huge, like, unlimited budget, and he fucking ends up making, like, these bloated, like, to me, all the fucking Kojima games I've ever played just feel, they all feel, like, soulless and just fucking, I don't know, and this is, like, the complete opposite, where it's just, you know, it feels like, I think when I originally played it, I would describe it as, like, fucking, like, it feels like somebody made, like, a PS2 game in their basement. And then it's fucking, you know, just one guy fucking started making a PS2 game, and then it's fucking like, oh, well, we moved on to, like, whatever, this next generation of consoles, you know, he's fucking, I guess that game's not gonna come out, and fucking, you know, and it's just fucking like, nope, I'm doing it anyway, and, like, just kept, like, pounding at it, and just, like, you know, like, that type of deal, and it's fucking, it just feels like fucking, again, just a lot of love and, like, care came into it, as cheesy as that sounds. Again, it feels fucking, like, scrappy, you know what I mean, like they're squeezing out as much as they possibly can out of fucking, like, what they have, which is, like, you know, not a lot type of deal. But, But yeah, I mean, back to the fucking, yeah, the early reviews that came out, and yeah, I know, I'm sorry, I'm gonna be fucking, like, all over the place here. That's what happens when you spend fucking hours trying to get a fucking 7-year-old game to fucking work and have it fucking crash on you, and you kind of, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, but anyway, so the early reviews come out, and it's fucking, yeah, they're just fucking like, oh, you know, the game sucks, or it's fucking just, you know, lols, fucking Deadly Premonition, lol. You know, and like I've long theorized here, fucking, game reviewers don't give a shit about games. You know, I want to be surprised if fucking, you know, many of them didn't even fucking, like, play it, you know, for more than, like, a couple hours, and just fucking, like, wrote it off as, like, some crappy budget game that had, like, last-gen graphics, and it's like, oh, the driving's bad, and, you know, graphics are bad, fucking whatever. I played it for a couple hours. Oh, I was fucking pump out some shit about, oh, we can't do spoilers and whatever. Bad game, bad graphics, blah, 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 blah. Fucking pump out shit, and give me my check, and good day. It's a fucking, like, 3 or whatever type of deal. Yeah, and then like I said, you know, like I said earlier, you know, games is fucking following, you know what I mean? Like people, you know, the general public, you know, fucking gamers and shit start, like, playing it, and they're, you know, speaking up, like no, this is fucking, like, really a good game, and fucking more people play it, you know, either out of, like, curiosity of, like, fucking, like, oh, it's a bad game, well, I'm gonna play it for fucking as a joke, or because, you know, the word's getting out there, fucking, you know, people like, no, it's a really good game, you should fucking play it, and yeah, and then fucking, but by the time, like, you know, a couple years later, there's a PlayStation 3 port of it, and yeah, then fucking, again, because it's kind of like the upswell of people actually playing it and liking it, and then fucking it's like, oh, you know, the reviews for, like, the PS3 fucking version are like whatever, like, much more kind, you know. You know, it's getting fucking 7s and 8s and shits, and yeah, again, the general consensus with the fucking, the reviewers is fucking like, oh, you know, it's got some technical problems, but yeah, it's definitely worth playing, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like that safe bet type of deal of fucking, like, oh, technical problems, but, you know, fucking, even though from what I understand, the fucking PlayStation 3 version is not as good as the original 360 one, you know, it's got that fucking shitty pale look to it that they had to fucking patch out of the PC version. But yeah, so yeah, what I'm trying to say is reviewers are fucking trash people who fucking don't know what the fuck they're talking about, so I'll keep beating that drum. and yeah, even fucking, you know, just, again, just fucking randomly fucking last week, several times, I mean, I was listening to fucking, you know, different fucking podcasts and shit, and watching, like, whatever, you know, new fucking videos on YouTube and shit, and just fucking, I can't point out to specific ones, I have fucking, like, no clue, you know what I mean, fucking, or I have no idea what the fuck, you know, what I was listening to, like, what the topic was that, like, fucking, you know, that they were, like, talking about at this point, but yeah, I just kept hearing people, like, fucking, I swear it was, like, 2 or 3 times, just, like, last week, you know what I mean, just fucking people making off-the-cuff fucking Deadly Premonition references and fucking, like, whatever, they're talking about, like, comparing it to another game or just fucking, like, whatever, I don't know, it's, I don't know, fucking somebody talking about, like, Game of the Year shit, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, fuck, oh, it was weird, like, this year with fucking, you know, get up, you know, once you get into, like, you know, the top 10, and people are like, oh, I want fucking Deadly Premonition, it's just, like, people, like, you know, again, people reference it, and people know fucking Deadly Premonition, again, amongst the professional reviewers at this point, so, again, they make the reference, and people just get it, like, instantly, you know what I mean, so... Again, I'm not sure how cult the game is now, or like how it could have been this, you know, 4 or 5 people were given, you know, 4 or 5 out of 10 back then, and then fucking now years later, people are referencing it in casual conversation. You know what I mean? So it's just fucking like, I don't know, man. Yeah, reviewers suck, and that includes me. So yeah, I'm gonna take a break and come to terms with that, and come back. Yeah, gonna talk more Deadly Premonition, because I played a lot of that. It's a long game. So I should probably talk about the game, like Deadly Premonition, the game, right? Instead of just ranting about whatever the fuck that was. You play the game. You're an FBI agent named York. Yeah, you got to go to this small town to investigate a murder of a girl, and it seems to be connected to a series of murders that's been. Similar ones, you know, like this that's been happening across the country that you've been looking into. Because all the victims they're all women. They all have these fucking red seeds shoved into their mouth, and so it looks like there's like a serial killer or like a cult or something across the country doing this, committing these fucking murders. The game starts, and you get to the town, and the car you're in crashes into the woods, and So, you know, he just fucking starts off, he's just following this path, he's trying to meet up with the locals, the local fucking sheriff department. But there's these fucking weird fucking monsters attacking you, getting in your way. So, if I haven't said that yet, Deadly Premonition is a weird game, you might say. If I had to write a review, I would start it off by saying that. So, yeah, so the game starts off kind of Silent Hill-ish. I think you even find, like, it starts off, you find, like, a dead dog, like, right off the beginning, and then fucking, you see one of the fucking zombie fucking creature things kind of creeping into frame, and the game gives you, like, a metal bar to fucking, like, beat the shit out of them. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a pretty straight up fucking Silent Hill reference. Again, the game's kind of full of references, but yeah, but yeah. So you can get like these melee weapons, you can get fucking like whatever shovels and fucking pitchforks and shit. But really, the most fucking useful fucking weapon and tool in the game is have a fucking handgun that's got unlimited ammo and. Yeah, there'll be, like, obstacles or, like, fucking, like, breakable crates and shit that, you know, I think you're supposed to use, like melee weapons to fucking, like, break them and shit, but it's just fucking, like, fuck it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I have this handgun with fucking unlimited ammo. It's fucking, like, shoot it, like, fucking five or six times and fucking breaks up, too, and, you know, there's switches and fences and shit. You know, it's fucking, it's just, like, you end up, like, fucking, that one episode of fucking The Simpsons, fucking, you know, when Homer buys a gun, he's fucking using it to, like, fucking, like, turn off the TV and fucking, like, hit the light switch and shit. It's just fucking, like, it's gonna shoot everything. Fuck it, you know what I mean? I have this fucking gun, why wouldn't I? Because as you're using the fucking, the melee weapons, they have, like, a durability meter that degrades every time you fucking, like, hit something, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, like, I gotta deal with that, and it fucking, you know, and as the game goes on, you end up getting, like, you know, better and better guns, and fucking, you know, get, like, SMGs, and, like, AKs, and fucking shotguns and shit, and as, you know, you only carry, like, I think it starts off, like, 4, and then it maybe goes, like, 6 or something like that, but you have, like, limited slots, and it's fucking, like, I'm not gonna carry this fucking melee weapon around, that's gonna fucking break eventually, so. Yeah, it's just fucking like, fuck it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I have this handgun that's gonna fucking fire away to my heart's content. You know what I mean? Like why wouldn't I? and yeah, the combat itself is, it's a lot like, Resident Evil 4 where fucking York stops and he can't move while he's aiming. You know, as you aim, you just kinda get locked into place type of deal, and it'll zoom in, like, it'll zoom in closer as you're in third person, fucking, you know, it's almost like over the shoulder mode while you're trying to, you know, get easy, like a, whatever, like a laser you're trying to aim type of deal, like a fucking red dot, not a red dot, but a fucking, you know, laser sight on the bottom of the gun, and it's fucking, like, it's a little bit, like, wobbly and shit, and it'll sway a little bit, and, the shit you can take, I never even fucking bothered using them, like, stabilizers or whatever to fucking, like, make it so, yeah, you can fucking, you're more precise, but you don't really need it, like, again, whatever, again, you're using fucking handgun with unlimited ammo, and the game's not fucking difficult at all, but, you're trying to get fucking headshots, and as you'd guess, I mean, those are key, they do more damage. Yeah, it'll stun the enemies a little bit from coming towards you. And what you're fighting, like the monsters or whatever, I mean, they're kind of cool and unique, in that they'll, you know, they'll bend over backwards as you're shooting them to kind of like screw with your aim, and like sometimes they like phase towards you, you know, they like phase around, like in and out of fucking like existence, and that they're creeping towards you, and you know, they get pretty fast, and they start doing that. So again, you get a fucking just the closest guy, just start, you know, pegging with a couple headshots to like slow him down and shit. Yeah, they look like a cross between like, you know, like pale zombies and you know, those fucking, you know, kind of like those long haired fucking Japanese fucking ghost girls from fucking like whatever The Ring and like that type of shit. Yeah, most of them just kind of like just go at you. I mean, there's fucking like try to like grab you and shit, and some of them will have, like, weapons and fucking, you know, they'll have, like, same shit you can pick up, like, fucking pitchforks and, like, golf clubs and fucking, you know, crowbars and that type of shit. And, you gotta hit him in the arm a couple of times to fucking make him drop their guard so they can get a headshot. And, later on, they'll try shooting you with, like, guns and shit. And the way that works, you see, the barrel of the gun they're holding will just kind of, like, light up and, like, sparkle and shit, and, like, fucking, like, it'll get, like, more solid, and then, like, eventually they shoot at you. So, the same shit. He's trying to, like, hit him in the head to, like, stun him, and then once you do that, like, it, like, resets them fucking trying to shoot you type of deal. Or you can try to, like, whatever, fucking try to get cover, I guess, but, I mean, fucking, like, it's not really that type of game. There's no, like, real, like, cover system or anything like that. Like, it's not, like, third person, like, whatever, like, stop and pop, like, duck kind of thing, like, hide behind a wall. So I could just, like, by cover, I mean, just, I'll run around a fucking wall so that they can't hit me type of deal. So, the game starts, you're fucking walking down that path, you know, fighting the enemies, and there's a few puzzles that, you know, that really aren't that involved. There's not much to the puzzles in this game, really. It's all just kind of like fucking, find a fuse and, you know, take it back to the generator and power the generator back on. And that fucking, like, opens up a locked door, like that type of thing. Fight a few more enemies and, you know, and then eventually, like, again, it's fucking, you're in, like, these otherworld fucking sequences, and once you're done, like, it just kind of, like, goes back, like, the place will go back to normal type of deal. You go back to, like the real world. So, yeah, it's a little, again, Silent Hill in that way. I mean, you fucking enter an area, it gets all, you know, you see these fucking, like, red fucking vines or, like, fucking tree roots kind of block all your path off, then it fucking just gets, like, darker and shit, and, you gotta fight your way through to the end, then you fucking wake up in, like, reality, and yeah, not quite on the level of, like, tactfulness, you know, as fucking, like, Silent Hill type of deal, but it's just, like, a similar concept, that type of thing. So, after that fucking, like, initial little sequence, you know, you meet up with the local sheriff and his two deputies, and yeah, it's the typical, like, you know, local law enforcement doesn't want to deal with the fucking the feds. You know, they don't want them interfering with their small town murder scenario type of deal. And to be fair, in this case, fucking York is kind of a fucking sociopath. I mean, he's fucking, you know, he talks to himself. You know, he's kind of a dick to everybody. And yeah, you know, as the game goes on, you get, you know, more and more of the townsfolk end up getting murdered, and fucking the way it plays out too is, it's just most of the fucking people who get murdered it seems like quite possible that fucking like York, you know, like York's fucking murdering him, and they don't really, like, go into that, really. It's not like a plot point, but just looking at it from playing it, it's just fucking, you know, he usually fucking goes into a place and fucking, like, he tells all the local people to fucking, like, wait outside while he goes and, like, investigates, and then it's fucking, like, he goes into like a building or whatever, and he's fucking firing off a couple hundred rounds at fucking monsters and shit. I'm pretty sure, like, only he can see him and whatever, and then fucking, you know, murders a bunch of people or whatever. Then fucking, like, then a body turns up, and yeah, I mean he's not the murderer. I mean, fucking spoiler alert, but it's fucking just, like, playing. It's like, this, it's like fucking everything kind of points to him, like, you know what I mean, type of deal. You know, there's no reason he couldn't be, but So, I mean, like, a lot of the early game, as you're wandering around in the open world and shit, and just, you know, you're just trying to get to know, you're talking to the fucking, the townspeople, like, you're doing, like, side missions for them. There's a fucking day-night cycle and shit, you know, there's weather and shit, you know, it rains sometimes, there's wind for some reason, like, there's fucking, like, whatever, like, wind socks, is that like an actual thing? It's fucking, or like flags, or whatever, you see, like, the wind going in certain directions. I don't know, I don't think there's anything to do with anything, but it's fucking there. And And yeah, everybody in town, like, you know, all the fucking the major characters, you know, again, as I say, they all their own fucking routines they follow. They're opening up their shops at certain times of the day, and fucking, you know, you can knock on their doors, you know, if they're home certain times, you knock on their doors, you fucking like talk to them and fucking like whatever, they'll give you side missions or most of the windows in the game you can like peek through them and fucking be a creep and like spy on them as they're doing shit in their houses. You can just fucking like watch them do their fucking little routines. And yeah, again, I know I said it earlier, but it's just like, you know, for a low budget, like kind of shitty game, it's just like the amount of detail that's fucking that's there, it's pretty fucking impressive. You know, you'll be looking through the windows and shit, and yeah, you just see like a couple, and they're, you know, sitting on the couch, they're watching TV, and fucking, you know, the guy fucking puts his arm around the girl, and then like eventually, if you watch him long enough, like you'll get up from the couch and like get a beer and shit or like whatever. And, you know, you can go to the sister's house, the sister of like the original victim that you came to town for, you know. And you go to her sister's fucking house, and you see her, and she's just fucking like sitting on her bed, like crying and shit, and just yeah. Then you fucking knock on the door, and she'll give you like a quest to fucking like, oh, you know, I gotta find, you know, I'm looking for like my sister's fucking like diary or like whatever. And you can like go in her house or go in her or whatever, or fucking go to her parents' house and like look, you know, go upstairs, and you fucking like looking around the girl's room and find the diary, like that type of shit. Yeah, just like, you know, all that little side, like the character building shit, like that's not like explicit at all. They don't like force you to do it. It's just kind of like you have to just be like, I'm not gonna go to, you know, it's like fucking like here's like your main quest marker type of deal. It's fucking just like you just have to kind of be like, I'm just gonna ignore that and just like walk around. Otherwise, you know, you're not gonna see any of that. I mean, it does show like if you have like different, you know, people are gonna give you like side quests. They'll have like little markers over there. There'll be like markers on the map. But yeah, it's just like a lot of it's just so far off the beaten path. It's just shit you can completely miss if you didn't want to, you know, if you're just like, oh, I was gonna follow the fucking waypoint or whatever, it's fucking, you're just gonna miss like a bunch of shit. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of little things too that are still fucking impressive. I mean, I know I've already kind of talked about it, but I mean, just shit like, you know, as you're driving around town. And you do a fucking lot. You do a lot of driving in the game. I mean, you're if you're alone, you're talking to yourself in the car because again, you are fucking crazy and shit. But you know, this fucking have conversations with himself and yeah, it's just like, you know, so, sometimes you'll be driving, there'll be like, you know, other characters in the car with you, and it's like, you know. You can pick, like, as you're driving, it gives you, like, the option. You can pick different camera angles, whatever, like, three or four of them. And, I leave it in like, first-person mode, you know, so I always do that. Fucking for driving, just fucking, like, first-person driving type of deal. But when you're in that mode, you can, like, look around the car and shit. And if there's people in the car that you're having a conversation with, I mean, and not only are they just fucking like they're you know, they're talking, you can like look over and see them talking shit, but you know, as you're looking at them like right up close in first person mode, they're, you know, fully animated in the car, you know, they're fucking you know, they're fully fucking lip synced, they're doing like hand gestures as they're talking and shit, and, you know, their facial expressions changing, you know, all that shit, and just fucking. Again, as you're driving this fucking, like, open world, it's like they went to the trouble of fucking having them, again, fucking, you know, there could be, like, three other people in the car with you, and they're all looking at each other, and fucking, it's just like, wow, you know, it's fucking, I don't think even, like, the newer Grand Theft Autos, like, do that, I'm pretty sure, or if they do, I don't remember them being, like, that good, or whatever. Obviously, you couldn't fucking go into first person looking at them that closely, like, type of deal, except for the mods on PC, I guess, but whatever the fuck. So yeah, you know, as you fucking progress through the game, the structure of it starts getting like more and more like linear, like more like narrow. So yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, like early on, you know, the early missions they might give you all day pretty much to fucking like dick around town and like do whatever and fucking You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, you have till like midnight to like go find, you know, go to this fucking like spot or whatever. Like until then, you have like more than enough time to fucking drive around the entire town like 10 times and do whatever. Yeah, that shit might seem like pointless and like slow at first, but it's one of those deals where it's fucking like the more like optional side shit that you do. I mean, the more you're talking to people and like interacting with them and like getting to know like the side characters and yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fucking, again, a lot of side characters and shit, but the more you talk to them, it's fucking, you know, they all end up fucking tying into the main story in like some capacity. You know, if you see a fucking named character, they're gonna fucking at some point pop up in like the main fucking path, you know. So yeah, it's just like, you know, the more you talk to them and shit, the more side stuff you do, the more you end up getting out of the game. You know what I mean? The more you appreciate it, type of deal. So, and it, yeah, I mean the side missions they give you, they aren't particularly fucking like interesting or anything like that. I mean, it's usually just fucking fetch quests type of deal. I mean, but by doing, you know, as after you do them, it's fucking like, oh, whatever, go do whatever, go here and get this and bring it back to me type of deal. But once you do them, it's fucking like, you know, they'll give you more information, you know, you get more dialogue out of them, or fucking, you know, so, you know, they give you like fucking, or they'll give you just fucking whatever, some kind of helpful items and that type of thing. And fucking, again, it's not like the fucking game, the game's difficult at all. It's really fucking easy. It's just more about, you know, again, you're filling in the story type of deal, filling in the backstory. And yeah, I mean, as you go on, as you progress towards down the main path, the time limits for the main missions start getting like tighter and tighter. Until, like, you know, towards the end, it's fucking just basically funneling you along. I mean, fucking from, like, one to the other, it's fucking, the last, like, third or so of the game is fucking, it's pretty much, like, one mission after the other. They kind of, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, you barely have time to do anything in the open world, so it's just kind of, like, again, one of those deals where fucking, so if you take your time earlier on, like, there's something else I think you're fucked up. And the first time I played it, was fucking like, I just gonna go and do, like, the main, I didn't even realize there were, like, a bunch of, like, side things to do beforehand. Yeah, and then fucking, like, you know, then fucking, as the shit progresses, as, like, the main story progresses, it's, like, fucking progresses, it's fucking, like, oh, some of these characters are, like, dying off, and, like, whatever, you know, and fucking, some of the shit gets closed off, so it's kind of, like, again, the more you take your time and shit, the more you get out of it. So, yeah, at first, you know, at first it keeps that tone of fucking, it's almost, like, 100% comedy at first, and, you know, and then fucking, like, every now and then you get, like, this glimpse of, like, grisly shit that they throw at you that seems kind of out of place. And then it's, like, progressively getting, like, darker and darker as the game goes on. It's going further off the rails type of deal. And, you know, what was goofy at first, you know, it was fucking evil fucking seeds and trees and shit and fucking, you know, tree murders and fucking this raincoat killer seems kind of fucking shitty and, you know, like a cheesy, like, 80s slasher type of deal. Yeah, I mean, they end up fucking going places with most of it. I mean, places that there's, again, it's still kind of goofy, but it just gets fucking, like, brutal, like, more brutal than you fucking think. I think somebody gets fucking raped by a seed at some point. Somebody fucking shoves a seed in somebody's fucking vag. And yeah, they end up with a fucking tree, like, sprouting out of their fucking womb, and fucking, you know, she fucking rips it out of her, and, you know, the roots come out of her fucking womb, you know, rips her fucking womb out with it and shit, and just fucking, yeah, it's pretty fucking brutal and fucking bloody, and it's fucking like, man, that looks pretty fucking painful, and, you know what I mean, people are fucking killing themselves and fucking, you know, killing their wives and fucking murder, suicide, and that, you know, that type of shit, and, you know, you get a fucking axe murderer running around town fucking hacking people up. And yeah, I mean, a slight spoiler to a fucking 70-year-old game, but yeah, pretty much almost everybody in the fucking town ends up fucking, like, dead. You know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, you get, you know, York fucking goes through some shit by the time the game ends. And Yeah, then at the end too. I mean, there's some boss battles that. It's pretty surprising. I mean, just because up until the last act, I mean, you're just spending the vast majority of the game like kind of doing the same shit. I mean, you're fighting the same enemies, using the same same mechanics, like same structure of what you're doing. Yeah, then they kind of just throw in a bunch of fucking variety right at the end. And not that it's like mechanically that different from what you're doing, but it's just fucking like wow, I didn't think the game fucking like had it in itself to fucking like throw these like, you know, completely new like environments and like different visuals and shit at me like that type of deal. And again, it's fucking the boss fights aren't hard, fucking hard. I mean, they're pretty easy to fucking figure out. And yeah, I mean, again, as much as I usually say this in like a fucking like negative fucking context, it's fucking like you're mostly playing this fucking game to like advance the story type of deal to get to like the cutscenes. And I will say this though, you know, as much as I had fucking like fond memories of Deadly Premonition having a fucking blow me away when I first played it originally, you know, just fucking going through this on my second playthrough like 7 years later, I'd say fucking it's not as good as I remembered it. Maybe, I mean, that maybe hasn't held up that well type of deal. Part of it is fucking, of course, because I mean the fucking trials they had to go through to get the thing to fucking work on PC. I mean, that was a fucking ridiculous fucking ordeal. And again, still fucking having to deal with all those random crashes afterwards. You know, a lot of times, like the least convenient time. Again, as fucking I said, not the most ideal way to play the fucking game when you're worried about the game fucking crashing. Not great. And B, I mean, B, I've watched the entire series of Twin Peaks since I first played the game. I don't think I'd actually gone and watched the TV show before I played it type of deal. So it's fucking, after you do that, like if you've seen the fucking Twin Peaks TV show, then you play the game afterwards, it's fucking like, it's like, ah, it's pretty, I mean, kind of cool, but it's kind of like, man, this is like what seemed like so original to me is fucking like, ah, it's a pretty blatant fucking, you know, rip off of Twin Peaks. And until like, again, like towards the end when it gets all fucking wacky. I mean, even wackier than fucking Twin Peaks in some ways. And C, I guess. I mean, it's just because it is a fucking story based game. And again, as much as the story's good, and as much as I like the story, and fucking as much as I forgot a lot about the finer details of it. It is still this linear story, and just like, you know, once you've seen the fucking the plot twist, I mean, you've kind of seen the plot twist, and it's fucking like, oh, that's the main, again, it's the main like, you know, peak of the game is fucking, you know, as the plot's going, and you know, those twists at the end is like, once you've seen it, you know what I mean? It's fucking that's it. Yeah, and it is fucking long, a long game. I mean, I do remember it being, I'm like, ah, this is like longer than you think type of deal as I started playing it. But yeah, it's like fucking like 25, 30 hours or so long. You know what I mean? And so I'll just say this, and I'll end it here. Well, and this fucking shit, I'd say play it. If you haven't played fucking Deadly Premonition, I'd still fucking definitely play it. But maybe play it once, and definitely play it on fucking the 360, you know, if you can. Any way you get your hand on a fucking 360 and a copy of the game, play it that way. Like fucking, yeah. Don't fucking go through the fucking nightmare trying to get it to run on a PC. That's the official grunt free stance on Deadly Premonition, I think. But yeah, other than that, I'm not going to it's not going to be the Deadly Premonition episode, even though it probably could be. But yeah, other than that, yeah, I've been dabbling in some smaller games. Fucking, I'm just fucking just to offset again, fucking marathon of that. You know, playing some like arcade type stuff. Played some more Pinball FX too, just because, you know, fuck it. I mean, again, my niece was here. Fucking, I bought like all the tables and shit, and the game's installed, and just like, Yeah, what a fucking time sink that game can be. Especially when you have like, fuck, once you have all the tables, fucking just like, I have like 30, 40 fucking tables here. It's just like, I'm going to keep trying to beat your high score on one, and fucking, it's like, I'm going to get this one. I'll fucking master this table, and fucking, figure out all the missions here, all the shots, all the fucking ramps and that type of shit on this fucking, this one table. And then fucking like, I'm starting to get frustrated, and then fucking, or like whatever, you have a couple bad games and it's fucking just like, fuck it. I have all these other ones. Let's try this one now. And fucking just jumping around and shit. Then that can turn into you fucking playing the game for like 4 hours straight and not realizing it. So, I put so much time into fucking Pinball FX on fucking 360, and then I think I think the way they did it is they transferred all your 360 shit onto, like, Xbox One or whatever. So once they had all that, and I played a fucking ton on Xbox One, and it's fucking like, alright, now I'm on, I didn't play that much on PC, but again, now it's fucking like, alright, well, I'm just starting from scratch on PC, so it's fucking just like, that type of deal. And, yeah, I mean, there's a few, Steam or whatever PC exclusive tables that are new to me, like there's a Portal table. This guy, I played it for a little bit. I'm like, I don't know, didn't really care for that. But there's also a Wild West one, not the Will Smith Wild West, just fucking Wild West something. I forget the name of it, but that one's pretty cool. And fucking, there's also some fucking MMO I saw. It's completely fucking like random, but yeah, I just fucking saw like yesterday some MMOs coming out called Wild West Online, and I'm not a huge MMO player, but I'm like, fucking, that looks pretty cool. I don't know, I mean, it doesn't look like great. Like, it looks, again, it kind of looks like a low budget, and it kind of looks like a low budget online Red Dead almost. But check that out if you have a second. I don't know what the fuck. I signed up for the alpha. If I get into it, I'll fucking talk more about it. But that looks pretty cool. Aliens. I play the Aliens fucking pinball table too. I always fucking Aliens. Anything I'm into. Still waiting for the Aliens MMO pretty soon, I hope. But yeah, then I dipped into some Ikaruga again. Fucking Ikaruga. That game's like my white whale. I mean, just someday I want to be able to beat Ikaruga, like legit, standard arcade mode, start from stage one, fucking three lives, and get to the end of it, like that type of deal. Probably not happening anytime soon, because that game is fucking ridiculously hard. It is fucking brutally fucking hard. Yeah, if you don't know what Ikaruga is, it's a fucking bullet hell vertically scrolling shooter, and yeah, like most of those games, yeah, it's hard, but I usually go through like the same thing with fucking most of these fucking bullet hell fucking shooters. I mean, it starts off, I mean, the first level I can do fine, and fucking like, I memorize this and shit, and like whatever, and just like, then it gets just like exponentially fucking harder, and then I end up fucking eating shit somewhere around, the second level, and it's fucking, when there's just fucking so many bullets and ships and shit on screen that it's fucking, I just don't know what the fuck I'm even looking at, like never mind even starting to fucking recognize patterns, like react to fucking like attacks. I'm just like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on right now. Like, it's fucking just like insane. So the gimmick with Ikaruga, as opposed to all those other games, your Raidens and such. You can switch your ship color back and forth between black and white. It's just like you press a button whenever you want, and it switches, the ship switches between black and white. And if you're black, you can absorb black bullets coming at you from enemies, and you do more damage to any enemy that's white, and vice versa. You switch fucking to your white ship, absorb white fucking bullets coming in, you do more damage to fucking blacks. As you absorb bullets, when you have the same color as the bullets coming at you, that's how you build up your fucking special or whatever, your bomb. The more you fucking absorb, the fucking stronger your fucking bomb's gonna be, you know, the screen, you know, screen clearing, fucking whatever, fucking super bomb, that thing. So you're trying to do that too. What I did figure out the other day is if you don't shoot at enemies that are the same color as you, you know, so it's like fucking, if you're a fucking white ship, you don't shoot at fucking the white enemies, they won't shoot at you. They just kind of like leave you alone and they'll fucking just like fly off and like whatever. And it's just, you know, again, I usually just fucking hold down the fucking fire button and fucking go to town type of deal. And again, if you're trying to build up like a score or something like that, it's fucking, well, I'm not just going to let these fucking guys go, you know, like that type of thing. But, I'm sure there's some kind of fucking advanced fucking elite strategies for that of, you know, you just fucking don't attack like certain enemies at certain points and like fucking like whatever. Maybe it makes it less chaotic or whatever. I don't know. Even knowing that, I played again and fucking, it doesn't really help me at all. Like, it's just fucking, this game's still fucking impossible. Fucking, again, Ikaruga, fucking great game. I fucking love it. It's one of those deals that's fucking, I love playing it, but it's hard as balls and I'm fucking terrible at it, like most games. And then there was a little video game related animated series that came out this week on Netflix. Castlevania, if you ever heard of that, I don't know. I honestly wasn't expecting too much from the fucking show. Just, yeah, you know, again, it's because it's fucking a game-based fucking animated show and whatever. Any kind of media, like whatever, movies or books or whatever the fuck, TV shows that's based on a game. Usually pretty terrible, and fucking, I was like, oh, it's animated. I'm like, oh, it's going to be some fucking anime fucking garbage. But surprisingly, it's pretty fucking good. I mean, Castlevania is not really a series I think of as having like a particularly strong story or anything like that. I mean, the early games on like NES and shit, they were just like, you know, action platformers and fucking, they just threw in a bunch of like horror movie fucking mishmash, like whatever, Universal monsters and like whatever, just threw a bunch of shit together to make it like, you know, horror themed fucking platformer. And then fucking from there they went on to like whatever, Symphony of the Night and like the Game Boy Advance games that, I mean, those kind of got into like the cheesy fucking anime garbage, and then fucking, you know, just fucking over the top, like whatever the fuck, pretty stupid, you know, pretty stupid fucking garbage anime stories. And then the newest ones, I guess, the fucking Lords of Shadow, which once again fucking that Kojima, you know, those games get fucking Kojima-fied. That bullshit. So it's fucking like, yeah. So I went into fucking watching the show. It was fucking, so like, all right, whatever, dude. It's gonna be fucking, I had fairly low fucking expectations, and I'm fucking like, ah, maybe, hopefully it'll be fucking visually like cool. You know what I mean? Like fucking, they were saying it's gonna be like, oh, it's R rated, it's gory and shit. So I'm like, oh, at least it'll be like whatever the fuck. Again, maybe it'll get like the, just throw in a bunch of fucking whatever Frankenstein monsters and like whatever fish, you know, creature from the old Black Lagoon, like that type of shit, and just fucking, maybe it'll be like fucking dumb fun type of deal. So, you know, I was just fucking like, ah, it's probably, you know, it'll probably be like that with a fucking, sure, the actual story will be fucking throwaway, like just again, like throwaway, probably anime garbage, but hopefully it won't be like too offensive to me that I'm fucking just like, oh, cringy and just can't watch it. But so yeah, I start watching it and fucking from the start, like, you know, the very beginning, I was getting like, I was kind of wary, you know what I mean? Just fucking, it's like, the animation here is not great. I mean, it kind of looks like a low budget anime type deal. Just to the fact that there's not a whole lot of animation frames going on there, and the cart, like the illustrations, like the art itself, it's like, it's really not that detailed. So it's, you know, anime is usually fucking like really nice, like still frame art, and then fucking like barely any frames of animation. It's fucking like, this is like the, and barely any animation, and, you know, and the fucking, like, whatever, the art itself is, like, really not that detailed. So I'm like, this looks like kind of bad anime type of deal. But I mean, as it got going, I mean, they're giving this like backstory as to fucking backstory to Dracula, why he's pissed off and like why he wants to like destroy humanity and shit. And it's fucking like, I'm like, all right. And then the more I'm watching, I'm like, all right, I start getting like invested in it. And fucking just like, oh, this is not bad. Yeah, you know, he falls in love with a human chick, and you know, the chick goes to his castle to study like science or some bullshit with him, and she ends up the villagers end up grabbing her and burning her at the stake and saying she's a witch and shit because, you know, she's fucking learning like whatever the fuck modern like science or whatever. So that pisses Dracula off, and you know, then he fucking ends up, you know, he starts recruiting an army of fucking demons from hell and shit to get his revenge on the fucking people in the town. So yeah, then fucking, you know, they introduce fucking Trevor Belmont, he's a fucking drunken like outcast, like brawler and shit. He's just kind of wandering around and shit, town to town. He's getting, you know, he ends up getting dragged into the whole thing like reluctantly. So yeah, it's an interesting setup. I mean, it's a fairly unique take on Dracula. It reminds me a little bit of like the Francis Ford Coppola Bram Stoker's Dracula movie. You know, he's kind of like a tragic character, but fucking yeah. Then they fucking throw in the fact, you know, he's got this fucking literal fucking army behind him, or like in front of him, I guess. It's fucking, yeah, it's like a nice setup to everything, where it's fucking, you know, it's a good way to fucking make it like kind of video gamey, but not like cheesy. You know what I mean? You know, and I like what they did with Trevor. You know, all the characters in there are fucking written like really well. I mean, it's done. The guy who wrote it's Warren Ellis of comic book fame. I know him mostly from Hellblazer, and I think he did the new X-Men too, which I really like that series. And yeah, it's fucking just like, man, it's, you know, I was thinking like, oh, I just slapped the guy's name on it, like he probably just fucking did like a fifth draft and like fucking okayed it, and they gave him like, you know, a couple grand or whatever. But it's like no, it's just definitely feels like fucking Warren Ellis did it. I mean, he did not fucking half-ass it by any means. Like, you know, it's not like a fucking a bunch of like wink wink nudge nudge type fucking fan service bullshit. Fucking, it's like, oh, throw as much shit from the games as possible. You know, it's not fucking generic fucking vampire stories. Again, not to like oversell it or anything, but it's fucking like pretty much like the ideal way, you know, you can handle like a game adaptation. You know, it just seems like he played Castlevania, fucking figured out, or whatever, at least like watched it and kind of like figured out what made like Castlevania, like when you think about it type of deal, and fucking, you know, he learned the fucking the world and the characters and shit, and then he kind of like did his own thing, you know, his own original fucking story to it. And which, I mean, again, from what I know of him, I mean, he's really good at that, you know what I mean? Fucking judging by what he did with, like, you know, Hellblazer and, like, X-Men and shit, he seems to be good at, like, fucking, like, oh, okay, like, fucking, he gets into a world and he's fucking, like, oh, I'll take these characters and, like, give my own little twist on them. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the shit in there is, like, directly from the game. It was, like, fucking, you know, Trevor's using his whip to fuck shit up, but yeah, they don't do it. They don't make it like corny. You know what I mean? It's not just fucking like, I don't know. No, you fucking whip somebody's fucking eyeball out and shit, and you fucking, you know, splits a fucking demon's head in half and just, you know, cutting people in half with it, and just fucking like, damn. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's tough to fucking make a whip look like deadly. You know what I mean? It's fucking, you just think of fucking like, you know, again, it works in the games. It's fucking like, oh, a fucking whip and the fucking people explode and like whatever, but yeah, to translate that to fucking like people like, you know, cartoon or like live action people in a 3D space like whipping people, it's like, yeah, it's probably gonna be dumb, but it's fucking, oh, they do it, they make the whip pretty fucking cool. Oh no! Or they have them fucking like jumping around like gears and shit in a clock tower type of environment, and it's fucking. It could have been like cheesy, like fucking. Oh, I remember this from the games. Remember this fucking level, like type of deal. But it's fucking. It's like no, they kind of like weave it in, like seem it doesn't like feel like weird or like forced. Like it just, it's pretty badass. Like it just fits fucking like well choreographed or just fucking just goes in there type of deal. That's why, yeah. Then you get like some broad in there who uses fucking like magic, and again, it could have been cheesy, but it's fucking like, hey, look, they have the Hellblazer guy, so it's like he knows what he's doing. If I, make magic like not like real dumb, like to kind of like ground it a little bit anyway in like reality, so it's not cheesy, nothing cheesy about it. I mean, really, there's just. It just seems like there's like so much care, you know what I mean? That went into like writing the show. It just is, again, it just shows. I'm just fucking like, no, this is not something that's half assed. Like, he really, like, he wrote it, you know what I mean? Like, he fucking like wrote it, like, he wanted to write it type of deal. I guess it's supposed to be based off of Castlevania 3. I mean, there's a lot of, I guess, the characters were from Castlevania 3, but to be honest, I mean, that's probably the Castlevania game that I'm, like, least familiar with. I mean, I know I played the shit out of the original and fucking Simon's Quest and fucking, Symphony and Bloodlines and all that shit, but I'm just, like, thinking back, like, Castlevania 3, like, I have fucking no clue. I have no clue what that was. I mean, I doubt there was that deep of a fucking storyline on a fucking NES game, though. There's quite a bit of fucking humor in there too, and yeah, it's like fucking, again, I genuinely fucking laughed at some of the lines. I mean, just because they make Trevor, he's kind of a bit of like a 90s action movie hero, like a fucking John McClane or a fucking Arnold or whatever, just a one-liner type of shit, and he's pretty fucking funny, and you know what I mean. I'm not a huge fan of like horror comedy bullshit, just because they usually fuck it up, you know what I mean, one way or the other, where it's fucking like what it ends up being, like a comedy with like a little bit of horror in it, or a fucking horror movie with like a little bit of comedy in it. But it's again, generally don't fucking like that shit. But Castlevania, for whatever reason, is fucking like, nah, it's like whatever, it's like a pretty serious story. It's just fucking like, oh, this one character is pretty funny, and you know what I mean, throws a couple funny lines, and he's a badass too, so you know what I mean, that works. So yeah, I mean, I was just fucking very fucking pleasantly surprised just how well the show turned out. And it's fucking, it's gory, it's fucking bloody, it's funny, and you're getting invested in the plot and the characters, and yeah, it's pretty fucking quality. I mean, the only downside to it, I mean, besides the, like I said, the animation seems kind of low budget, kind of poor quality animation, but yeah, it's just fucking, it's not like a complete story. I mean, it's just fucking, there's four episodes, you know what I mean? It's fucking just kind of, it ends, you know? It just ends with like no resolution to anything. It's fucking Trevor and the fucking witch girl go and they meet Alucard and they fight and whatever. They fucking like end up joining forces to fucking take on Dracula, and then just ends. It just ends, you know what I mean? But yeah, the good news to that is it's already been renewed for another season. Although, it just kind of feels like season two. Well, that's the rest of this season or this story or whatever. Because I mean, this season or whatever the fuck, it's four episodes, four 20 minute long, 22 minute long fucking episodes. So pretty short. I guess the next one's fucking eight, you know what I mean? Eight episodes, so hey, I'll watch it when it comes out, because, yeah, it was pretty fucking good. So, you know what else is good? Is gruntfreepress.com. That's the best website on the internet, I've been told. Although my fucking, my forums, the fucking forums I had on there, fucking, just suddenly up and fucking disappeared for no fucking apparent reason. That's odd. I don't know. I think it's just, I was using like some shitty like fucking app that was on. I was fucking that for that, and I think maybe they just fucking went out of business or something. I have no idea. It's fucking like, that's odd. Fucking just the forums just went away. I don't know. I'll figure something out more permanent. eventually. Something better than the shitty one I was using. I don't know. In the meantime, though, you can contact me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Unless they shut that down, too. I don't know if anybody's actually listening to this or me just fucking talking to myself. I don't know. I mean, what have I been doing for these past 2 years? No, this was the 2 year, it's a 2 year anniversary episode, by the way, too. So, congrats me, congratulations me, congratulations, Grunt Free Press, and fuck you.